From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad businessmen sue the Jamaat al-Muslimin. Speculation in Montserrat over more charges to come following the arrest of former Chief Minister John Osborne, and peace talks in Suriname, rebel forces to hand in their arms by mid-August. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Jamaat al-Muslimin are being sued for damages by Trinidadian businessmen who lost property during the looting which accompanied the 1990 attempted coup. The release of 114 members of the Black Muslim group, followed by the awarding of damages, has been viewed with growing annoyance by Trinidad's population. As Tony Fraser reports, the writs by businessmen and former hostages appears to be an attempt to hit back at the Muslimin through the country's courts.